A change of policy in Denver. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A shooting at a Denver high school is leading officials to bring armed officers back to campus.
In a letter to the Denver Board of Education, Superintendent Dr. Alex Marrero announced each high school in the city's public education system will add an armed officer to the building. That decision coming hours after a student shot two staff members at East High School. The school board voted unanimously in the summer of 2020 to remove 18 Denver police officers from its schools and rely on the district's own safety officers. Dr. Marrero admitting this goes against that policy, but writing, quote, "I can no longer stand on the sidelines. I am willing to accept the consequences of my actions." Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
This coming after a shooting at a Denver high school this morning. The 17-year-old suspect remains at large. The grand jury in New York City investigating hush money payment paid to porn star Stormy Daniels, reportedly on behalf of former President Trump, is expected to reconvene tomorrow as they consider whether to indict him. An attorney for former President Trump must turn over information about their communications to a grand jury investigating whether Trump broke the law by having classified documents at Mar-a-Lago and if he obstructed the investigation. That's the ruling from a federal judge.
Ruling that Evan Corcoran, the president's attorney in the classified documents probe, must produce documents that include communications with former President Trump dealing with his conversations regarding those classified documents. Now, Corcoran once appeared before the grand jury. Sources say Evan Corcoran declined to answer questions about private conversations he had with Trump before this grand jury. Now, Corcoran in June had claimed Trump's team had found no more classified material after a, quote, diligent search of the premises.
Fox's David Spund. Abortion will be legal again in Wyoming, at least for now, after a judge temporarily blocked a ban that took effect a few days ago. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blasting Republicans as lawmakers face a June deadline to extend the debt ceiling. He says some Republicans are taking advantage of economic uncertainty to get what they want.
Undermining the full faith and credit of the U.S. is never a good idea. But in the aftermath of a major bank collapse, it's supremely reckless. But that is precisely what some House Republicans, including the chairman of the House Budget Committee, are doing right now.
House Republicans say they want spending cuts to be part of the debt ceiling talks. A Massachusetts man convicted of helping steal millions of dollars from hundreds of people in online romance scams has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. Prosecutors say from 2016 to 2020, Kofi Osland and his accomplices targeted mostly older people seeking companionship by creating fake online dating profiles. They gradually gain their victim trust before directing them to transfer money to one of dozens of bank accounts. Osley paid, opened fit using fake passports, aliases, and phony business names. Federal prosecutors say some of the money was used to buy cars that were sent to Nigeria and sold. A list of the happiest countries is out.
When it comes to happiness, Scandinavian countries dominate the top of the list, according to findings of the 2023 World Happiness Report. It ranked nearly 140 countries measuring social support, income, health, freedom, generosity, and the absence of corruption to determine national happiness. Finland, for the sixth year in a row, came in at number one, followed by Denmark, Iceland, Israel, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway, Switzerland, Luxembourg, and New Zealand. The U.S. edged up a spot to 15. The unhappiest countries, Afghanistan and Lebanon, according to the report, which found most populations continue to be remarkably resilient despite crises.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.